A starship they were going to call Hummingbird. A bird that would fly to the stars then. And antimatter. They talked about that one a lot. No matter how much she tried to get the house to explain that, she couldn't understand it. Stuff that made starships go, it seemed. And stuff that was hard to make, or something. And hearths? This night, the talk started to get unfamiliar when they discussed how clear the sky was. The group didn't much talk about the weather, usually. But then they spent all day shut up in offices and workshops, while Ikshel walked to school, nearby, out in the open, and there was play and organized sports outdoors. They'd talked about that, in fact, about how shut in Mother was. Mother said it was ironic that for somebody who spent all her life talking about stuff up in space, she hardly ever saw the sky herself, save when scuttling from one observatory or college to another. Ironic, another word Ikshel didn't understand, or maybe she was coming to understand. An unfamiliar night already. And after it sounded like she had got rid of her guests, Mother came walking quietly up the stairs. Quiet, save for the one creaky board she had never gotten around to fixing. Up the stairs and into Ikshel's room, sat on her bed, and gently touched Ikshel's shoulder. That was unfamiliar, too. Ikshel rolled on her back. The light was low, but Ikshel could see the pendant at her mother's throat. A bird with brilliant green back and head, gray belly. It was a Quetzal, a female, a sacred bird. Of all her mother's lovely clothes and jewelry, it was the bird pendant that Ikshel lusted after the most. Now, in the low light, its green stone seemed to shine. "Sorry to wake you, little one."
"You know I was awake already. Am I in trouble?"
Mother stroked her dark hair back from her brow. "Oh, not at all. But let's both pretend
that I wasn't listening in on everybody."
"So what was it that you didn't hear this time?" Ikshel rifled through her memory.
"Good for a 10-year-old, they told her at school. "You were talking about a hearth this time."
"You don't know what that means? But I guess you haven't grown up around open fires. Nor did I come to that."
"You mean like when a house burns down?"
"No, not like that. I'm talking about a fire you want inside the house to keep you warm."
"If the heating breaks down?"
"Well, yes, but long, long ago, when there was no mechanical heating."
"When you were a girl and people hadn't invented stuff yet."
"You shouldn't tease your mother. No, I'm talking about long ago, before there were heating systems for houses, or even houses as we have."
"Before the Europeans came to the Yucatan?"
"Even they didn't bring central heating. Not at first. No, our ancestors relied on fire to keep warm, and a hearth was, well, a safe place to build a fire and keep it going."
This seemed dreadfully dull to Ikshel. "And this is what you were talking about downstairs all this time?"
"Her mother and her colleagues." "In a way, yes," Mother smiled. "But it was a conversation your grandmother would have understood, at least in part. She had a hearth in her house. And the companion understands."
"Now I'm just confused."
And she pulled a face at the mention of the companion. Mother put on one of her "I've got an idea" faces. "I'm confusing you, and it's not fair. But if you're smart enough and know enough to be confused in the first place, you ought to know the truth as much as you can understand." She stood up. Ikshel, suddenly alarmed, grabbed her arm.
"You're not going away, are you?"
As her mother did, very occasionally, in the course of her work, to conferences and observation assignments. Ikshel hated that. But Mother put her hand over Ikshel's. "I'm not very good at this, am I? Talking to my 10-year-old daughter.